The Buck Sexton Show.
D-Muck, I want to tell you about a plague in our society that seems to be growing more and more with every passing day. It is a lack of self-awareness, particularly in public places and when it comes to public display, you know, what you're doing for others to see. I was down in D.C. over the weekend, that's why I was off on Friday, taking a weekend for myself. And I have to say, I was shocked at how many people I came across in either the train on the way down or at restaurants when I was down there, who seemed to think that it is okay to watch a movie on their iPhone or on their computer or with the volume on. Now, you're in a confined space. We have something called headphones, but people will just turn this on. And particularly, and I'm not trying to be all microaggressive towards people who have very difficult children, because I'm sure that can be a nightmare, but particularly people with obviously ill-behaved young children who seem to think that it's okay to give them, you know, Frozen on their iPhone, and we all have to sit there and hear the soundtrack of Frozen. Obviously, I'm not singing it well, but you know what I mean. I get this stuff all stuck in my head. I have to sit here. I'm trying to have a meal with other adults, and we have adults who have children who are of speaking age. They can take commands and they can take criticism, but they won't tell them to not do this. And I just, to this day, I feel this way about movies too. I want to give everyone a warning and then have the job if I get to walk around with, like, you remember the super soaker water guns, and just give people a little squirt of some cold water perhaps or something like that to just let them know this is not okay. But that's a lack of self-awareness that I've seen growing over time. I'm annoyed enough when people's headphones are so loud that I can hear the dialogue on their movie or I can hear the music they're listening to on the train, as I have to basically live on the subway here in New York City to get around. And you hear the really loud, you know, if it's that loud that I can hear what song it is, it's too loud in your headphones. But if you can afford a $500 iPhone, you can afford $10 headphones for your kids. Sorry, I'm not sorry. But then there's even grosser issues where people show a lack of self-awareness, more egregious versions of it. And, you know, there was this explosion, and some of you very kindly reached out to make sure I was fine. I was, in fact, on my way to D.C. There was this explosion in the East Village, a neighborhood I know very well here in New York. It brought down a building, essentially, ripped off the whole facade, and there was a building collapse. Two bodies have been recovered. There was a gas leak and an explosion. You know, gas leaks are incredibly dangerous and can literally blow up a building, as they did in this case. And this part of the East Village is a very dynamic and popular destination for people to go out to dinner and to sort of socialize and hang out. And what we saw were people going past this explosion site, taking selfies in front of the explosion. You know, big smile, thumbs up. Hey, look at the big explosion behind me. And I think that we need to work as a society, maybe. I don't know what the way to fix this is. But that somebody would think that it's appropriate, not just one person, groups of people were going past, you know, hey, look at the explosion behind me. They pulled two bodies out of there. People were injured. People lost their homes. People lost their businesses. Two people are dead. Taking selfies? And there's some on social media who are collecting these postings of people who take selfies in front of burnt out cars after a wreck, or a selfie and, you know, in front of somebody who's having an operation, or a selfie at a funeral. Or we've become not just a self-indulgent society, but a society so lacking in self-awareness. And this is particularly my own. I'm a graybeard millennial, but the millennial generation and below, we're the ones that really need to get a handle on this. Not everything is an issue, is an opportunity for personal branding. Not everything is time to be like, oh my gosh, like people on my Instagram will just love this. Like, let's just take this photo of this car that burned out after two people died when they went through the windshield. Like, that's not okay. In the East Village, a place that's very near and dear to my heart, it's not a time to go over there and take photos when there are people who have died in the wreckage. Self-awareness is a good thing to have. Let's bring it back.